There's a very difficult medrash in the beginning of the Seder of Kedoshim that I've explained different ways in the past, and there are others that explain the medrash differently. And this year I've come up with a new explanation of this medrash, which I'd like to share with you. What does the medrash say? The medrash says, Kedoshim tiyu, should be holy. Yochol kamoni, I might think you should be holy as me, like me. The Rabbanu Shlom says, Tamid lomar, ki ani Hashem Elokecha. I'm the Lord your God. Kedushasi lamala mi kedushaska. Simple translation. My kedusha is above your kedusha. I'm holier than you. So if that's what it means, very difficult medrash. I mean, I need God to tell us that he's holier than thou. Right? I would think, without a pasuk, that we're as holy as God. But now we have a pasuk, we know we're not as holy as God. God is holier than us. Even to make it more difficult is, where do you see that in the pasuk? Ki ani Hashem Elokecha. Where do you see that that means that God is greater than us? Maybe it's also equal. In addition, what makes it even more difficult is that the Gemara says, and you can learn the same lesson from Paro. Paro told Yosef, no one will move a hand or foot in Egypt without your okay. Yochol kamoni, but I might think you're like me. Tamid lomar, ani Paro. I'm still Paro. So, my gedulasi lamala me gedulascha. My greatness is higher than yours. So I need to know from Paro, because Paro told Yosef that don't think you're as great as me, that God does the same thing and tells us we're not as great as him. What's the connection between a Paro and the Rabbanu Shalom? So there are various explanations. First, let me tell you what other people say. Rav Shimon Shkop Zatzal, in his Hakdama to Shari Yosher, says the following. He says, God's holiness, God is holy, he is totally selfless. Has no self-concern. That doesn't exist by God. God is totally giver, no taker at all. I might think that our holiness is the same way, and a person should be totally selfless. Kamash Malan, no, my holiness is greater than yours. You have to have self-concern too. Person is mandated to be concerned about himself. But he has to be concerned about other people too. What that has to do with Paro, right, only would then be a very loose connection that Paro told Yosef, you're not on the same level as me, just like God tells us we're not the same level, except what that level is has nothing to do with Paro and Yosef, seemingly. That's one explanation. Second explanation I saw is, it says that God is so holy that he can dwell in his holiness amongst us when we're tameh and we're sinning, and it doesn't affect him. Hashochein itam besoch tumasam. God can dwell with us when we're tameh, when we're sinning, and he's not affected. That's how holy he is. His holiness isn't affected. Yochol kamoni, I might think that a Jew could do the same thing. He's holy and he could live amongst sinners and people who are tameh, and it won't affect him. So God tells us, no. My holiness is different than yours. My holiness isn't affected if I'm around sinners or people are tamei. Yours will be affected. And again, doesn't fit with Yosef and Paro. It's just, in general, you see, Paro told Yosef our levels are different. What the difference is really not relevant to the what God is telling us. Okay. And that the Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna says. I have a pshat that I've said in the past that says the following. And here it fits perfectly with the Medrash, Paro and Yosef too. Yochol kamoni. I might think that the concept of being holy like God is to parallel God's holiness. God's holy, we're supposed to be holy like God. Tamid lomar, ani Hashem Elokecha. I'm your source, your power. Kedushasi lemala mikedushaskan. My kedusha is above yours, your kedusha is an offshoot of mine. It is generated by my kedusha. It's not a parallel kedusha. It's not that you're Kodesh and I'm Kodesh. You're supposed to be Kodesh like me. No. You're supposed to take from my Kedusha and embody it. So when you're Kodesh, your Kedusha comes from me. My Kedusha is above yours, and it influences and generates your Kedusha. That's what it's talking about. It's not whose is greater and lesser. It's where what its source is. Your Kedusha is not an alternate parallel Kedusha to God. It's a spin-off. It's something generated by God's Kedusha. And that's exactly what happened by Paro. Paro said to Yosef, no one's going to move an arm or leg in this country without you. But don't think that now we have two authorities in this country. There's me and you. No. Your authority comes from me. You represent me. So you don't have an independent authority. Your authority comes because I vested my authority in you. So that's how Yosef had that authority. Same thing. Your holiness doesn't come because you create a holiness parallel to me. It's because my holiness envelops you. So you're exercising my holiness. That was what I said in the past. This year I have another pshat, which I think is closer to the emes. It answers everything. Not only answers how you will learn from Ani Hashem Elokeichem, how you see that this concept. And that's the following. Kedushasi Lamala. I might think that we should create Kedusha similar to God. No. Kedushasi Lamala Mikdushashem. My Kedusha, God says, is raised and enhanced because of your Kedusha. It's not that you create a parallel alternate Kedusha. You create my Kedusha. I'm holy because you make me holy. Or my holiness is enhanced. And that's what it says. Kedoshim tiyu. You should be holy. Why? Ki kadosh ani Hashem. Because I am holy as God. Elokeichem. Because I'm your God. And your holiness makes me holy. It enhances my holiness. We are mekadesh shem shamayim in this world. Now, God is holy, of course. But God is really nothing. Because he's everything. Right? You can't attribute midos to God, only how it affects us. So God is holy because we make him holy. We sanctify God's name in the world and people recognize his holiness. Where does it come from? Because we're holy. And that's exactly what Paro. Paro said, I'm giving you this power that no one moves an arm and leg in Egypt. And from that, my authority will be elevated. Because people look at you, Yosef, and they see that you're a godly, inspired person. And they see that when you talk, you know what you're talking about, because you predicted the famines, and you predicted the plenty, and you know how to take care of the whole country. So it's my honor to have you working for me. You elevate my malchus, because I have somebody who represents me at the caliber of you. So I'm elevated. Exactly the same thing. And Ani Hashem, I'm God. But Elokeichem, I'm your God. I'm elevated because I'm your God. Because you're holy, that makes me more holy. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Yisrael asher becha espoer. You're Yisrael in whom I take glory. I glory in you. And we say God puts on tefillin. What's our tefillin? Our tefillin is our glory. Right? Tefillin is called glory. Pe'er. An oval doesn't wear tefillin because he doesn't wear pe'er, right? And a tisha b'av, we don't wear tefillin, we take off the pe'er and we wear afer, we wear ashes instead. So tefillin is our glory. What do we glory in? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? V'hayu kiviyacha, kadosh kol bechor. We take glory in God. What does God take glory in? He also wears tefillin. What does his tefillin say? Mikamcha Yisrael goy echad baretz, right? He takes glory in us. God's glory, Yisrael, the Jewish people, are in whom I glory. I get my glory from the Jewish people. And that's what it says in the Pasuk also. Hashem hem mirchayom. God made us great, and we made him great. Atem hem, what's it called? It's Hashem hem martayom, v'Hashem hem mirchayom. It's Pasuk in Kisavo. I was thinking that explains also the connection between that and the next Pasuk. Pasuk says, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem, you should be holy. Not like me. but my Kedusha emanates from you because I'm your God. And how you act affects how people see me. Therefore, Ish Aviv Imotiro. If you want to have an example of that, person respects his parents. Who gains from that? The parent. Because by respecting the parent, I'm testifying that's my parent, that he's important. So I give my parent importance in the eyes of people by respecting him. Because people say, wow, you see, this is a respectable person. The son considers his parents important. So it gives the father and mother covet, gives them respect in the eyes of other people. That's what it says. If somebody tells you to do something, you should say, I'll do it for you. I'll do it in what's it called, in honor of my parent, right? Or if someone wants to give you a tova or something, wants to give you a benefit, I'll take it, but I know you're doing it for the honor of my parent. That's called covered up. You're giving your father honor. By respecting him, you give him honor in the eyes of the people. And same thing, when you keep my Shabbos, I created the world. I don't need your recognition. But nobody was there when I created the world. And I want human beings to recognize that I'm their creator. How do they do that? Because you keep Shabbos. You keep Shabbos, you're testifying that I'm the creator. Just like a person who respects his parents testifies that they're important people who are his parents. So honor your parents. Same concept. Keep my Shabbos. You edify me. You enhance my holiness and my honor by treating me in an honorable way. Because I get honor in the world through you. That's the concept. And therefore, it says in Torah's Kohanim, Im kidashtem es atzmechem, ma'ale ani aleichem ki'ilu kidashtem osi. Exactly. If you sanctify yourself, I'll consider it like you sanctified me. Same idea. And that's why this mitzvah, Kedoshim Tiyu, was said in Hakel, when all the Jewish people were united. Because this concept that we sanctify God is most true when the Jewish people are unified. Because our unity represents God's unity. So when the Jewish people as a people are holy, that gives holiness to God. Each individual, not necessarily so. Because each individual doesn't represent God. But the Jewish people as a people, that's why Ein Dover Shepikdusha Pachos Me'asara. You don't do things of Kedusha with less than a minyan. Because the minyan represents the tzibur, the community. So doing it, right, as a community elevates God's holiness. And there's a medrash that says, however, in Olam Hazeh, you were called Kedoshim, plural. Meaning, your Kedusha devolves on the Jewish people as a whole. But in the future, call echad mikem nikra kadosh. Every individual be called holy. Then you'll have such a close connection to me that the holiness of every individual will enhance God's holiness. Not just the holiness of the people as a people unified. And that's why this mitzvah is not only to keep the commands of the Torah, but like the Ramban says, kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lach, that your whole lifestyle should bespeak holiness. Not just you do mitzvahs, but you do them in a way that people can see on you that you're a holy person. And that's because then they understand that if you're a holy people and you're God's people, then God must be holy too. So God is elevated by the lifestyle, not just the things we do. We do a bunch of commands. But the lifestyle that we create and mold has an effect on how people look at God. The Medrash Tanchuma says, before the world was created, the angels used to praise God and say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, you are the God of Israel. Meaning that the Jewish people elevate God's standing. And when Adam Arishon was created, the Malachim said, oh, this must be the guy we're talking about. This is the person that's going to exemplify God to the world and enhance his holiness. And then they saw that he's a ganav, he stole from the fruit. Can't be. He doesn't exemplify God. God doesn't steal. Then they thought it was Noah. And they saw he was a shikr. He was a drunk. God's not drunk. So he can't really exemplify God. Then they thought it was Avraham Avinu, but he was a ger, right? So he came from Tuma. God doesn't come from Tuma. So can't be he exemplifies him. Then he saw Yitzchak. Yitzchak loved Esav. God doesn't love Rishoyim. So can't be him that exemplifies. And finally, they saw Yaakov, and God said, this is the guy. Yisrael, Asher Bechoyas Po'er. Yaakov represented the totality of the Jewish people, and he had the midah of Kedusha. Yaakov Avinu is Emes, Torah, Kedusha, that exemplifies God to the world, and Torah exemplifies God, Kedusha exemplifies God, Emes is the seal of God, all those things exemplify God. That's the one that enhances God's holiness, truth, and what's it called, Torah in the world. And that's why there's another medrash that says that everything about us as a Jewish people is called on God's name. We share common things. God is called this, we're called this. God is called this about 10, 15 things. Because we exemplify God, and how people look at us is how they look at God. And the main thing is through midos. Main thing is through our character traits. Because you can tell a child of a parent that they have similar characters, similar character traits. I was thinking that was the chesaron of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. What does it say by Talmid Rabbi Akiva? Three things. It says what they did wrong. One is lo nohagu kavod ze bazeh. They didn't treat each other with respect. Einehem tzara b'torah. Another place it says that their eyes were narrow concerning their Torah. Either they were stingy or narrow-minded when it came to their Torah. And they didn't fill Eretz Yisrael. They didn't go out and spread Torah to the whole of the Jewish people. What's the difference in this? It doesn't say they didn't respect each other. Lo kibdu zeh zeh. Of course they respected each other. But they didn't do it publicly. Lo nohagu kavod zeh bazeh. They didn't do it where other people could see. They were narrow when it came to their Torah. They didn't realize that Torah is not just something I possess. It's something that has to make an impression on the world. And therefore, they didn't fill up Eretz Yisrael with Torah. They didn't realize that part of our responsibility is not just to be holy, but to enhance God's holiness, to enhance God's truth, to enhance God's covet. And the more we give covet to the Jewish people as a people, the more covet you're giving to God, the more holy we are, the more holy God is. That they missed. And since they were supposed to be the ones who were going to hand the Torah down to the next generation, their job was to be the Mosrei HaTorah, right? The ones responsible for being the link in the chain of tradition of Torah Shebaal Peh. The proof to that is that the last five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva was left with did that. All of Torah Shebaal Peh goes through them, through the conduit of Rabbi Akiva. So originally it should have gone through all 24,000. But if you don't understand your responsibility publicly to enhance God's holiness, not just privately to be holy, then you can't be a person who's going to give over this to the Jewish people, because you don't consider that your job. You don't consider that important. That's why they were punished. And the whole idea of Sfiras HaOmer, the whole idea of Kabbalah Satorah, is that God gets his honor in this world, recognition in the world, through the Jewish people who are an Or La'amim, were a light to the nations of the world. And through Torah, we are the representatives of God, the Mamleches Kohanim, we're the Kohanim of the world, the representatives of God to the world, and by being a holy people. But the holiness is representative to others, not to keep it to yourself. So since its students, Rabbi Akiva, didn't understand this responsibility of representing God to the world, they did it very much individually, very narrow, stingy. They didn't teach other people Torah. They didn't honor other people in the eyes of other people. Only privately, they weren't able to be the people to hand over the Torah. And that's why the Medrash says, if we separate ourselves from the nations of the world and we're holy, then we belong to God. We basically are enhancing and edifying Him. And if we don't separate ourselves, then we're like Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that degrades God's honor in the world. It destroys God's recognition in the world by destroying the Beit HaMikdash, which is the place where God's recognized. So either we improve and enhance God's recognition, or we thwart it. That's the choices. And that is, so that's what this concept, this medrash means, I think. Yeah.
What does the Rav mean by separate?
Who what?
What does the Rav mean by separating from the world?
Meaning not having the same lifestyle that the nations of the world have. They live a secular, basically, lifestyle for this world. And they can do it very nicely. Keep their seven mitzvahs and be very, accommodate a moral world. But we have to be holy, not just moral. Because we have to edify God's holiness in the world.
When we say God's holy and we need to be holy, what's the definition of holy?
Holy means separated and designated. That what you do in this physical world is designated for a higher purpose, not just for the sake of the material. It's material for the sake of spiritual, for the sake of eternity. That kedusha means something that's designated. When you marry a woman, you're not sanctifying her. You make her holy. What are you doing? You're designating. Hariat mekudeshesli, you are designated to me. That's what kedusha means. That's why a woman who's designated to immorality is called a kedusha. She's definitely not holy. Right? But she is designated for the wrong things. So it could be one way or the other.